Annual Report 2018, doors.maryland.gov, promoting the education, employment, and economic self-sufficiency of students, youth, and adults with disabilities. Maryland State Department of Education, Division of Rehabilitation Services, Fiscal Year 2018 Annual Report. Message from the Assistant State Superintendent and the Chair of the State Rehabilitation Council. 2018 was a year of transition for the Division of Rehabilitation Services DORS and the Maryland State Rehabilitation Council MSRC during 2018. Sue Page, DORS director for the past 8 years, retired after 44 years of state service. In addition, MSRC chairperson Jeff Morin's 8-year tenure with the MSRC came to an end. DORS new director is Scott Dennis, who is the acting assistant state superintendent, and the new MSRC chairperson is Anna Lewis. Scott has been DORS Director of Administration and Financial Services since 2001 and has been with the division since 1990. Anna Lewis is the Executive Director of the National Federation of the Blind's Jernigan Institute. Both leaders are strong advocates for promoting the employment, economic self-sufficiency and independence of individuals with disabilities. A continued part of the transformation of vocational services under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act, WIOA, is the growth in the number of students with disabilities served under pre-employment transitioning services pre-EDS. School students with a disability who are between the age of 14 and 21 are eligible to receive pre-EDS. DORS went from serving 418 students in 2016 to serving close to 3,640 students in 2018. To provide new services to this size population, DORS closely collaborates with schools, community rehabilitation partners, and local workforce agencies to provide the required services. We are proud of the work we have done over the past year to provide services to 93,363 individuals with significant disabilities through disability determination services and our vocational rehabilitation and pre-employment transition programs. DORS and the MSRC work collaboratively to provide outstanding customer services to the citizens of Maryland. Working together, we look to develop and expand opportunities and provide the necessary skills to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Scott Dennis, Acting Assistant State Superintendent. Anna Lewis, Chair, Maryland State Rehabilitation Council. The numbers. Expenditure of funds, total $102,321,577. Disability Determination Services, $32,557,739. Vocational Rehabilitation Services, $31,775,039. Case Services Vocational, $17,310,734. Administration, $11,638,923. Case Services Pre-EDS, $5,246,875. Business Enterprise Program for the Blind, $2,666,807. Work to Learn, $1,125,460. Persons Rehabilitated by Occupation at Case Closure, total, 1,365. Service Occupations, 545. Clerical, Sales, 433. Production, Construction, Operating, Material Handling, 183. Professional, Technical, Managerial, 179. Miscellaneous, 17. Other, 8. Includes 4 farming, fishing and forestry and 4 vending operator worker. Source of funds, total $102,321,577. Federal matching funds, $44,585,942. Federal non-matching funds, $41,233,984. State funds, $13,728,001. Special funds, $2,773,650. Letter from the Maryland State Rehabilitation Council, December 18, 2018. As Chair of the Maryland State Rehabilitation Council, it is an honor to serve the people of Maryland. The MSRC is the people's champion for employment of Marylanders with disabilities, for enhanced awareness of the capabilities of students, youths, and adults with disabilities, and for promotion of state and national policies that support those goals. The MSRC is appointed by the Governor of Maryland, in compliance with federal law, to monitor, advise and oversee the Maryland State Department of Education's Division of Rehabilitation Services. Established in the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended, the Council reports its findings annually to the U.S. Department of Education's Rehabilitation Services Administration, the Governor of Maryland and, most importantly, the people of Maryland. For the fiscal year 2018, Bullet, supported employment and EDA agreements, leadership from DORS and the Developmental Disabilities Administration met on June 21, 2018 to officially sign an updated Memorandum of Understanding between the two state agencies. The MOU outlines joint definitions, agency responsibilities, and ongoing collaboration efforts to increase employment outcomes for people with disabilities. Since the signing of the MOU, the agencies worked together to provide a joint webinar as well as regional town halls to outline and highlight items of interest for providers, school systems, and EDA and DORS staff. Bullet, customer service survey, DORS and the MSRC collaborated on, and implemented, a new customer satisfaction survey. On a quarterly basis, DORS surveys a random sample of eligible individuals with open cases and all individuals whose cases were closed during the previous quarter after receiving services on an individualized plan for employment. These surveys are both mailed and sent by email, and individuals have the option to respond online or by telephone. Individuals who wish to provide feedback when survey responses are not currently being collected may also email DORS. Additionally, DORS management facilitates responses to customer surveys when follow-up is requested. Otherwise, survey respondents may remain anonymous. Bullet, waitlist. As a result of initiatives completed during fiscal year 2017, DORS has continued to move consumers off of the waiting list on a monthly basis. Between January and August 2018, 362 individuals were moved to active case status to begin working toward employment goals. These cases contained application dated between April and December 2016. In June, DORS contacted approximately 1,300 clients to determine continued interest in receiving DORS services. Contact was made by headquarters staff using a variety of methods, including mass emails, letters, and phone calls. As a result, the open pending caseload was reduced by 586 individuals that either no longer needed DORS services or did not respond to multiple modes of communication. At the close of fiscal year 2018, the DORS waitlist was reduced to 2,314 individuals who continue to remain interested in DORS services, representing a 14% decrease from the waitlist total 2,693 at the end of fiscal year 2017. In closing, I would like to commend DORS for its commitment to the employment needs of people living with disabilities and also for its transparency to the people of Maryland through its partnership with the MSRC. Sincerely, Anna Lewis, Chair, Maryland State Rehabilitation Council. By the numbers. In 2018, the Division of Rehabilitation Services provided services to nearly 22,000 individuals with significant disabilities, prepared 7,299 students with disabilities to move from high school to employment, higher education, or career training through vocational rehabilitation services. The agency also provided pre-employment transition services to an additional 3,640 students. 42% of the individuals served by DORS are between the ages of 14 and 24. Personnel and programs helped 1,365 Marylanders with significant disabilities to become successfully employed. This number reflects changes related to the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. DORS Business Services staff provided 3,935 direct services to Maryland businesses, including recruitment assistance, disability training, and information and technical assistance on hiring and tax incentives. Maryland Disability Determination Services, DDS, adjudicated 67,873 disability claims. The scheduling unit generated 49,674 consultative examinations. The Medical Relations Office has promoted electronic exchange of evidence to multiple Maryland public school jurisdictions. Currently, 10 jurisdictions are on board with all schools receiving requests electronically, and 4 jurisdictions are close to 100% participation. Page 2. MRO partnered with Virginia MRO presenting at the National Association of Disability Examiners National Conference on the Technical Advances in the Exchange of Medical Evidence, Helping Youth with Disabilities. 42% of DORS consumers are between the ages of 14 and 24. DORS offers 2 programs to help youth with disabilities: pre-employment transition services for students at least 14 years old and no more than 21. Vocational rehabilitation services for students and young adults beginning in their next to last year of high school. In fiscal year 2018, DORS helped 7,299 students move from high school to employment, higher education, or career training through VR services. 3,640 students received pre-EDS. This was a 168% increase from fiscal year 2017 to fiscal year 2018. In fiscal year 2018, DORS spent a total of $6,780,818 on pre-EDS. 55% of consumers served at the DORS Workforce and Technology Center were between the ages of 20 and 29, and 16% were between 16 and 19. Maryland DORS, open for business. DORS Business Services staff provided 3,935 direct services to Maryland businesses, including recruitment assistance, disability training, and information and technical assistance on hiring and tax incentives. DORS staff participated in 134 outreach and educational events to promote community awareness of DORS services and improve WEOA workforce partnerships. CVS Retail Training Program, Doors Workforce and Technology Center's continued development of customized training programs. Customized training gives Doors consumers the tools they need to grow with top employers and fill businesses' needs. And customized training fits our dual model of serving Marylanders with disabilities, while simultaneously helping Maryland businesses recruit and keep qualified, valuable employees. The CVS Retail Training Program started in January 2018 and two more classes were held in 2018. A Community College of Baltimore County instructor helped develop the curriculum and ran the 4 weeks of classroom instruction and mock store training at WTC. The students then moved on to 6 weeks of in-store work experiences at area CVS pharmacy stores. 7 graduates have been hired to work at CVS retail outlets, 1 graduate was hired at another retail business, and 3 participated in and completed externships in CVS stores and expect to be hired soon. Doors is now working with CVS to develop a CVS pharmacy technician training apprenticeship program. Customer service surveys. During the 2016 comprehensive statewide assessment, Doors consumers said that they wanted to give feedback on Doors services. In response, Doors began using a new customer satisfaction survey developed in collaboration with the Maryland State Rehabilitation Council. Each quarter, Doors surveys a random sample of eligible individuals with open cases and all individuals on an individualized plan for employment whose cases were closed during the previous quarter. The surveys are mailed and emailed, and individuals may respond online or by telephone. Doors management responds when follow-up is requested. Otherwise, survey respondents may remain anonymous. Initial outcomes. 755 responses were received from fiscal year 2018 surveys sent during April, July, and October. 59% of respondents had open cases. 41% of respondents had closed cases. 78% agreed they learned about the Doors process, their rights, and their next steps during the Doors application process. 84% agreed their counselor involved them in making their employment plans. 76% agreed that they were satisfied with their employment outcomes. 71% agreed they would recommend the Doors program to a friend. Maryland State Department of Education, Division of Rehabilitation Services, a proud partner of the American Job Center Network. Larry Hogan, Governor. Justin M. Hardings, Ph.D., President, Maryland State Board of Education. Karen B. Salmon, Ph.D., State Superintendent of Schools. Scott Dennis, Acting Assistant State Superintendent, Division of Rehabilitation Services. Doors Administrative Office and Headquarters, Office of Field Services, Office for Blindness and Vision Services and the Workforce and Technology Center are located at 2301 Argonne Drive, Baltimore, Maryland 21218. Phone, 410-554-9442. Toll free, 1-888-554-0334. Video phone, 1-866-371-3614 or 443-798-2840. Doors at maryland.gov. Doors Field and o.b.v.s. Counselors are located in over 20 field offices throughout Maryland. To find the nearest one, contact Doors headquarters or visit doors.maryland.gov. Disability Determination Services, P.O. Box 6338. Timonium, Maryland 21094. Phone, 410-308-4500. Toll free, 1-800-492-4283. md.dd.timonium.dds@ssa.gov. This publication is available in alternate formats. Copyright 2019 Division of Rehabilitation Services. The Division of Rehabilitation Services does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, sex, age, national origin, religion or disability in matters affecting employment or in providing access to programs. The Vocational Rehabilitation Program receives 78.7% of its funding through a grant from the U.S. Department of Education. For federal fiscal year 2018, the total amount of grant funds awarded were $45,187,945. The remaining 21.3% of the costs, $12,230,029, were funded by state appropriations.